You know, and we've been talking this hour about how all these increased animal sightings are making us think more about what a healthful balance with nature is. Well, just think about what the animals that are in zoos might be experiencing right now. For example, at Zoo Knoxville in Tennessee, it's gotten a lot quieter there because, well, the humans aren't there anymore due to COVID-19. It's normally bustling with staff and guests. The zoo is now virtually deserted, so zookeepers can go on long stretches without talking to another person due to physical distancing. But the animals? Well, some of those animals, like the zoo's endangered red pandas, are just getting on with it.
The pandas are living their best life. They are quite content to continue spending the majority of their day napping and snacking, which is pretty much what they did even when surrounded with throngs of admirers. So they are doing quite well. Because they're not a social being, we're really just butlers for them. They appreciate us coming in and feeding them and cleaning them and then getting out and letting them live their lives. And that's okay. That's the way they are designed to be.
Well, Sarah Glass is Zoo Knoxville's curator of red pandas. We also talked with a couple of her fellow zookeepers to learn about how some of the other animals who are designed to need more socializing, how they've been doing.
My name is Heather DeBort, and I am a keeper of herpetology at Zoo Knoxville. Herpetology is the study of creepy crawly things. We can't just say it's a reptile department because we have more than just snakes and lizards and turtles and tortoises. We have amphibians as well. I have a giant tortoise that I take care of. His name is Big Al, and he's been at the zoo since 1974. I met Big Al on a class field trip when I was in the first grade. And I fell in love with him then because he was putting his feet up on the wooden posts and stretching his neck out so that people would scratch his head. How do you not love that? And he weighs about a quarter ton and would like to be a lap tortoise. He's a social butterfly. He does a lot of people watching. And normally he has several volunteers that come in during the week and take care of just him. And they spend time with him. They talk to him, read to him. You know, keep him company, pet him. And he hasn't had that. And so he has been right up under me every time I've been down in the greenhouse. I'm spending extra time down in the greenhouse with him doing some training because it's just as important to take care of their mental health as it is their physical health.
So rhinos are actually my ultimate favorite. My name is Melissa McGee, and I am a mammals curator. Currently, I take care of two geriatric females. They are actually turning 52 this month, which is really rare. Usually, they only live about 40 years. Dolly and Polly, shout out to them. They are my ultimate favorite, but don't tell any of the other animals. I have gorillas and chimps on one of my teams, and they are very social animals. They have drastically changed as far as they love to people watch. They're very social. So not having the guests there to watch and interact with them at the viewing glass areas, that's been a very big change, a very different adjustment for them. We've been requesting that the teams that take care of the ambassador animals can kind of walk them up to the areas and visit with the primates through the glass. And so that's been really fun to see, you know, a porcupine go on a walk or a potbelly pig go on a walk, and they go up and visit the chimps and the gorillas. And so the animals are getting a little bit of excitement that way when they're still missing their guests.
That's Melissa McGee, mammals curator at Zoo Knoxville in Tennessee. We also heard from Heather DeBord, who looks after the herpetology department, and Sarah Glass, curator of red pandas. Zoo Knoxville is currently closed due to the coronavirus pandemic, but they hope to reopen soon to visitors, maybe even in May. On Point is produced by Anna Bauman, Melissa Egan, Eileen Amata, Brittany Knotts, Stefano Katsonis, Wes Martin, Hillary McQuilkin, James Ross, Dory Scheimer, Tim Skog, Grace Tatter, Adam Waller, and Sydney Wertheim, with help from Liam Knox. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.